החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים, לראות טובה ימי האיש. החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים, לראות טוב. נצור לשון חמרה ושפתיך מדבר מרמה, וסומרה עשה טוב, בקשה לא מרצפהו. איי איי איי, מי האיש החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים, לראות
The preparation passage for the morning lesson from the writings of Bala Sulam, Shamani 19, what is it that the Creator hates the bodies in the work? The essence of creation is that it should be revealed to all that the purpose of Creator is specifically to benefit His creations, is at the time that one says that He was created in order to honor the Creator. Then in those vessels, the purpose of creation is revealed, which is to benefit his creations. Therefore, it is up to the person to always examine himself, the purpose of his work. That is, that in all the actions that he does, will the Creator receive contentment from that? Because he wants equivalence of form with the Creator, which is called that all your actions will be for the sake of heavens. That is, in that whatever the person does, he wants that the Creator will enjoy that, as it says, to bring contentment to one's Maker. And with the will to receive, you have to simply conduct with it and say, I've already decided that I do not wish to receive any pleasure for the reason that you want to enjoy, since because of your desire, I will have to be separated from the Creator, because difference of form causes separation and distance from the Creator. And man's hope should be that, since a person cannot be released from the governance of the will to receive, and because of that he's always in ascents and descents, therefore he's looking forward to the Creator, that he'll merit that the Creator will illuminate his eyes, and that he'll have the strength to overcome and work only for the benefit of the Creator. And this is as written, I've asked one from the Lord, that is what I seek. That is the Holy Divinity. And he asks that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Everything we're talking about is actually about the Creator, His revelation. What happens before that? His essence, its muto, we don't know what that is. We know that toward us, that atzmuto, His essence, which is unattainable, is revealed as the desire to bestow. And inside us, according to our matter, from within our matter, is depicted as the desire to bestow, the desire to do good, and our substance is the opposite to him, the will to receive, the desire to benefit oneself. These things, they're only relative. because things felt differently, and maybe matter was felt differently, was created differently, then it would have been maybe felt completely differently. We don't know. It is all with respect to our matter. And so the respect, we're talking with respect to these definitions. We measure ourselves with respect to them. That there is a will to benefit, to do good, and that's how it's felt to those who achieve it. And we call that desire to benefit the Creator. And from that desire to benefit, from it and on, we speak. And when that desire to benefit is revealed in its full intensity, the state is called the Malchut of Ein Sof, the world of Ein Sof, limitlessness, that every desire which is created, the desire to receive good and pleasure, is full with the feeling of the good that does good, that fulfills him. And that's how we develop, according to the four phases of the development, that the real pleasure, we start feeling it when we use the two powers of creation, both our will to receive and also the will to bestow of the upper. Because the upper relates to us so that he obligates us to develop up to a point where we will be included completely of the will to receive and completely of the will to bestow. This is also something we discover out of the four phases of direct light, that where his desire was merely to receive and to just fulfill it, then the entire creation would have ended with Bchina Aleph, Chokhmah. There is a will to receive, and that will to receive receives and enjoys. And Bchina Bet, which develops from Bchina Aleph, it is creation per se. Therefore, that world is called the world of Bria. And Bina, Avana, understanding, attainment, where there is this special point of that kind of, there's a flip where the creature starts yearning, aspiring for the nature of the Creator. And therefore the Creator necessitates us to this development which he necessarily has created in Bchina Aleph with the will to receive and Bchina Bet the will to bestow, and necessitates us to reach the very same action toward him as we receive from him the will to bestow, to do good, to benefit, and to the extent to which we want to benefit him, we feel that he wants to benefit us, and also to the extent to which we realize this action, meaning we truly benefit him. We open our vessels of reception in order to give him contentment. This way, and in the same kelim, by the very action, we start discovering how he wants to benefit us. And this benefit that he wants to benefit us with his desire to do good in equivalence of form comes out of criticism called shame. It's a kind of scrutiny, kind of a special control. special kind of control that we can operate, activate, and examine. And the final goal of the equivalence of form with the mutual bestowal, I for my beloved one and my beloved one for me, it ends with adhesion. And through that, we reach the peak of equivalence of form, the peak of giving contentment, bestowing contentment. And on the way, from the very moment that a person starts understanding his uniqueness, his mission, his goal, his path, all the stages on the way, they happen only as a result of adhesion. On each and every step, seeing things, understanding them, feeling them, bring himself to the stages of need to progress and advance. What does the advancement depend on? Whom to ask the help from? How to receive it? How to realize it inside himself? How to see whether it will be realized correctly? All these things a person receives only when each and every moment, in whatever he scrutinizes, he is aimed at Israel, Oraita, and Kutche Brichu are one, meaning that he targets himself to reach adhesion, and he uses it with will, with the light that reforms, in order to bestow. That's it.